שמחים להיות באולפן עם הבלאק ליפס. היי גייז, איך היה? Let's see you play. בלאק ליפס, חי באולפן הקצה, עכשיו. לא להאמין, הפעם באמת יש קהל באולפן. בלאק ליפס, חי באולפן הקצה. Thanks a lot. Okay, switch the pedals. So, you're like in an endless tour, right?
Yeah, we've been on the road for like 4 years almost nonstop. And
wow.
Lately it's been more, but 2 months, this time it's 2 months in Europe. Before this we were 2 months in the States and we had like a week off and... After this, I go for 4 days at home, and then we tour again.
Where to now, after Israel?
After Israel, we get a short holiday, and some of us are staying in Europe, some are going to the States, and then we have to tour the States again.
Mm.
And then we'll be back in Europe in August.
How much time do you take to record your albums during all this time of touring?
I think it took like...
1 month, maybe?
Yeah,
one month.
One month off every time?
Yeah, but we weren't in the studio. We were touring during that. So I think the actual recording time was only like 2 weeks.
So what you going to play for us next?
Katrina?
Yeah.
Katrina. This is a song called Katrina. It's about Hurricane Katrina.
Okay.
Ian's from New Orleans, the other guitar. So.
Okay. So.
You got your fuzz ready?
Katrina, why you gotta pay me? You talk about
Katrina, Black Lips, what a great song. That was released only on a single, right?
We recorded another version that's going to come out in, when the album comes out in September.
Oh, it will be an album, the new album?
Yeah.
Great. So, you know, when people write or talk about the Black Lips recently in Israel, it's like everybody's trying to figure out which are your musical influences.
I mean, we got a wide range of stuff we like. I guess mostly based in just like American roots music and like blues and country and rock and roll. I mean, it's all like the same, comes from the same song structure, but we like a whole, everyone likes different kinds of stuff. We listen to everything.
You're like your music collectors?
I collect like old singles, but it's hard to go record shopping on tour, and I'm always moving, so it's hard to like have a big record collection. I have a few.
Yeah, but favorite bands from all times?
We like the 13th Floor Elevators a lot. They're okay. Great.
Yeah, yeah. I love the 60s garage rock stuff.
Okay.
And the Germs are really good.
Yeah.
We heard a cool Israeli garage band, Church Hills.
Yeah, you like the Church Hills?
Yeah, it's really good.
How do you know the Church Hills?
We were on tour with a band called Be Your Own Pet, and they would play it before they go on stage.
Wow.
And it's cool.
It is. It's cool you know them. So what's next?
Boomerang.
Black Lips, Chai Bulpan Hakatze. Black Lips, Chai Bulpan Hakatze. Just a few words in Hebrew, if you don't mind, I'll tell about your shows.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
אוקיי, אז ההופעה הראשונה שלהם הייתה ביום שישי האחרון בלוונטין 7 תל אביב. ביום חמישי הם הופיעו במעבדה בירושלים וחממו אותם מלחכי הפנקה והיהודונים, נכון? ובשבת הופעה האחרונה בלוונטין 7 תל אביב וחממו אותם מנקי סאנו ודנקי המאוחדים היהודונים ושוורצה קינדר. So, you met Noam from מנקי סאנו ודנקי.
Yeah, in San Francisco.
Yeah.
He asked us for a ride to Los Angeles, and we took him. And then he came to Atlanta and stayed for a while, and then we saw him in Texas.
You know, he's like one of the biggest Black Lips pushers in Israel.
Yeah, well, we were really surprised that anyone over here knew us, so it was cool.
Yeah.
And really appreciate it. Thanks, Noam. Before.
And what did you think of his music, of Mankey Son of a Donkey?
We liked it. It was cool.
Fierce. Vicious.
So what's next?
what's on? Stranger? This is called Stranger.
Hey, baby, when I feel that it's back, back.
Stranger of Black Lips, Chai Bulpana Kaseh. So what does the MIA stands for?
Missing in Action.
Ah, okay. What's Missing in Action? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So can you please do it?
Yeah.
Sure. This song's about ice cream.
Clips, Chai Bulpana Kaseh. So thanks. Thanks,
yeah.
Guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great having you. We've been waiting for a really long time for that.
All right, we've been waiting a long time to come here.
Yeah. So tell us about the death cult.
Oh, we kind of laid that to rest. The death cult died.
Okay.
No, it was just like us and a couple other bands around the world that we kind of like the same kind of music and recorded together. And
can you specify about the band?
Like King Khan and Barbecue Show.
Yeah,
and
you do a cover for one of their songs, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But we play with them and record. We record songs at their house in Berlin. And Demon's Claws from Canada. And this band called the Gree Gree from California. They're cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just like, it was an idea.
Yeah, we were kind of lacking the faculties we needed. For the death cult.
We didn't really have an ideology to follow, so that kind of killed it.
Got it. But you're good friends with all of these bands?
Yeah.
Brotherhood.
Do you see yourself as a part of what many people call the underground rock and roll movement, stuff like that?
I guess so, you know, but we'd like to surface from the underground whenever possible.
So what's next?
Hands.
Detron?
Dirty. This is called Dirty Hands.
Yeah, it's your biggest hit in Israel.
We recorded this song actually with King Khan and when we were in Berlin last summer.
1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be together. We'll be right back.
picture of a dolphin on my belly button. And he got a tattoo that said Panama City Beach 2003.
We'll do whatever.
Okay, so play another one, please. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So, how did it all begin? The story of the Black Lips.
School.
School?
School, yeah.
Yeah. And what happened then?
Nothing. That's why we had to start a band.
Okay.
Yeah. Trouble and school and then on with the band. Yeah.
Okay. We talked about it earlier, but we did not record it. So, I'll ask you again. You've been with Bump and In The Red, and now you're with the bigger label with Vice Records.
Yeah. We just... We put out one live album so far, and then we got the studio one coming up.
And how does it feel being with a bigger label?
Good.
Yeah. Why?
Safer.
Yeah.
They take care of us, and they're just exciting people. So.
Yeah, we get more opportunities to go places where we wouldn't be able to go.
Nothing intervening with your music or.
No, we have the same creative control as always.
Yeah, when we
it's more.
We made sure before we did anything that we were in control of how everything sounds.
And how do you feel seeing yourselves more like in the Rolling Stone and stuff like that?
Oh, I like it.
It's cool. I can show my mom. So I can prove I'm not just wasting time.
Okay.
Yeah, Vice helped us get stuff like that, more recognition.
So what are you going to play for us next?
Cold Hands.
All right.
Okay, this is our new single that's out in the UK right now.
בלאק ליפס חי באולפן הקצה, אתם על הקצה בגלגלץ עם הבלאק ליפס כאן באולפן לכבוד ההופעות שלהם, כאמור ההופעות הבאות ביום חמישי במעבדה בירושלים ובשבת הופעה האחרונה בלוונטין 7, תל אביב, מומלץ בטירוף כמו שאתם שומעים. So, Cole,
yeah.
Tell me about Zolbak.
A lot of these are just like jokes that we make for fun, like stuff like that.
What is it, in YouTube?
Yeah, yeah, it was just
it's
like
when we have too much time on our hands.
Uh-huh.
But we're not touring, we just do retarded stuff.
So what is, who is Zolbak?
Oh, it was like an alter ego.
Uh-huh.
It was evil. Mm. But he got killed off by
You killed him.
Yeah, what were you guys called?
He
had another Zolbak. Alter ego that killed mine, so.
Okay. You did something with someone from Deer Hunter, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What's that?
We released a 10-inch record with two sides, and one side was stuff I recorded and one stuff mm-hmm. that he did. So
and you all have other projects, right?
We have a band called The Spooks with me and Joe and Cole and
mm-hmm.
Two guys from Deer Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Joe produces a hip-hop group called Incognito.
Mm. Okay.
So but it's hard for stuff. Like Spooks because we tour all the time and Deer Hunter does, so we've been trying to record an album for like 2 years.
And how does it sound like? Spooks.
Spooky.
Yeah.
But it's like we have like a like theremin and keyboard and it's more like I don't know, just ghosts.
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds evil.
Evil. Evil is good.
This song is called Fairies.
Okay. We'll be right back. Okay, can you play one more, please?
Oh, I want to thank Lior and Gnome for everything they've done. They really
sure thing.
And our whole crew. We have a solid crew here. It's been good.
Great.
Good support.
Okay, מדובר על ליאור אסטו שהביא אותם לארץ, ונועם מנקיסנו ודנקי.
One, two, three, four. Feeling tired as a man. We don't gotta take a nap. We don't wanna see what's that. We don't gotta get a job. We don't wanna be a swap. We don't gotta go for a nap. Don't mean to be wild, but I can't be slow. Don't mean to be wild, but I can't be slow.
So, are you feeling gay?
Can we do that?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, we'll, hold on, let's, it's been a long time, let's just,
Can we do that?
You can, do it. You don't have to, you really don't have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, we don't remember that.
Yeah, so,
Sorry, we're not, I'm sorry, we're not.
You don't, you're not gay. Feeling gay? Okay. Tell me about the Atlanta scene. It was really known for its hip hop until recently.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really thriving right now. It's always had like a there's great blues artists that came from there and like really good soul scene. But it was never good for rock and roll because it was all like rednecks and stuff. But now it's like been really good, and I think it's the hip hop's good for it too because some of the hip hop coming there like you have like Outkast, which is real like eclectic and cool and. Gnarls Barkley and CeeLo and stuff.
Crossing
so.
Over.
Yeah.
And you see like the scenes crossing into each other?
Yeah,
like Atlanta, like it's everyone goes to every types of show, so it's real like mixed together. Like it's not like, you know, straightforward like punk show or like anything like that. It's real mixed, which I think makes it healthy. But it's really thriving right now and it's cool. I think it's because it's the only big city like in the Southeast where so anyone that lives around there, like if you want to do something in a city, you move to Atlanta, so it's good, and it's cheap to live there.
Mm. And you have time to be at home. You're there.
Not much time, no.
Like 1 or 2 months a year.
Mm.
So, not much.
Okay.
Christmas time, and then sometimes in the summer.
So you're gonna play one last song?
Yeah, this is our final song. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Kwame.
Joe, Cole, Jared, and Ian.
And I hope everybody's having a good evening.
We'll be right back.
Thanks so much, The Black Lips. Have fun during the rest of your stay here in Israel, and you have two more shows in
Jerusalem, Tel Aviv.
Yeah, and eat a lot of hummus. I heard you're into hummus, right?
Yes. Oh yeah, yeah, we love this stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, yes. So yes. You do it a lot. Yes. Yes. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Good night.
Take care.
Bye, bye, Israel, 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 Israel.
Holland, we're the Black Lips. You're listening to KZ Radio with Kwame. Oh, yeah.